forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs around 77, winds out of the north, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows around 57, partly cloudy skies. Highs around 78. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 72.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Supreme Court has announced that they will be reviewing a portion of the voting rights lawsuit that was challenging the constitutionality of new mandates that were created back in 2021 after concerns of election security. KAKE News reports that the plaintiffs filed the motion on Tuesday last week into the Kansas Supreme Court, challenging parts of the restrictions on House Bill 2332 and House Bill 2183 that say election officials must evaluate advance ballots by matching signatures on file with the county with signatures on ballot envelopes. The law also says that one individual cannot deliver more than 10 advance voting ballots on behalf of other voters. Finally, the new laws say that they do create new penalties for touching somebody else's ballot and distributing ballots or altering the postmark on an advance ballot. The lawsuit was originally filed back in 2021 against the Secretary of State Scott Schwab and Attorney General Chris Kobach by the League of Women Voters, Loud Light, Kansas Appleseed Center for Law and Justice, and the Topeka Independent Living Resource Center.
It's truck season and time to make your truck work for you, whether you're tailgating, hunting, hauling, or cruising. Toppers Plus Truck Accessories will get you truck season ready. Rhino Linings is the leader in sprayed-on truck bed liners, and Toppers Plus is your Rhino dealer. Rhino truck bed liners outperform all plastic drop-in rubber mats and paint-like coatings. They won't crack, peel, or warp, and include a nationwide lifetime warranty. Nothing beats a Rhino. Call 942-2864 or visit toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today. Terms and restrictions apply. See store for details.
The Kansas Department of Agriculture has partnered with the U.S. Department of Agriculture for a new program as the state of Kansas is set to receive more than $6.46 million to aid in Kansas farmers to help strengthen local and regional food supply systems. KWCH News reports that the program is coming from the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Resilient Food System Infrastructure Program, where they say it's meant to build resilience across the central portion of the supply chain and strengthen local and regional food systems by creating new revenue streams for producers. The money is set to go to expand aggregation, processing, manufacturing, storing, transporting, wholesaling, and distribution of the locally produced foods in the area. They say the money will also help producers with specialty crops, dairy, grains, aquaculture, and other food products that exclude meat and poultry. According to the KDA and the USDA, they say the competitive sub-award infrastructure grants give money to the Kansas food and farm businesses, along with eligible entities that are related in the industry. Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Most hailstorms last 3 to 5 minutes. In that time, Mother Nature can deal a crushing blow to your crops, your profits, and the future of your farming operation. Remove that risk with crop hail coverage from Blue Valley Insurance. Our crop hail policies provide protection against physical damage from hail, and our wind coverage ensures a safety net in case of damaging winds and tornadoes. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nothing beats the classic taste and goodness of Earth Grain's 100% whole wheat bakery bread. Earth Grain's unique recipe combines whole grains with the old-fashioned taste of brown sugar and honey, creating a delicious whole grain bread that will appeal to your entire family. And with 18 grams of whole grain per slice, it's good for them too. Earth Grain's breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Farm Service Agency reminds acreage reporting deadline is July 15th. A complete crop acreage report is required for many USDA programs, including crop insurance and commodity loans. In order to comply with eligibility requirements, all producers must file a crop certification report for spring planted crops by July 15th. Producers must still visit both the FSA and their crop insurance agent to validate and sign acreage reports, complete maps, or provide program-specific information. For questions regarding crop certification and crop loss reports, please contact your local county FSA office. Pre-fair judging for the Washington County Fair will be Thursday, July 6th in Washington, with a fashion review that evening at 7 at the Washington County High School Gym. The fashion review has been the evening of pre-fair judging instead of during the county fair later in July. Pre-fair judging is a week earlier than normal this year to accommodate facility availability. The public is invited to attend the fashion review. 4-H youth will model their clothing construction and bymanship projects, and winners will be announced. 4-H seniors will also be recognized and awarded a scholarship. Washington County Fair begins July 19th. Pre-fair judging in Marshall County is Friday, July 7th at the Marysville Junior Senior High School. Marshall County Arts Cooperative is hosting a collection of art from Sue Edelmachy of Marysville. She's created the exhibits over her 68-year career. The event opens July 6th, closing the end of July at the Lee Dam Center for Fine Arts in Marysville. A reception is planned Thursday evening, beginning at 5 at the Arts Center. The Arts Center is open Tuesdays 4 until 6, Thursdays 4 until 6, Sundays noon to 3, and will be closed Sunday, July 9th.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Robert C. Bob Martin, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass, Thursday, 10:30, with the rosary at 10, at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 1 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bob Martin. Marjorie J. Mayer Harland, age 98, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Marysville United Methodist Church. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Mayer Harland.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Staying a bit cooler today, a chance for some showers and thunderstorms, cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. More showers may continue overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the lower 50s and lower 60s. Some rain early Thursday morning, then sunshine with our highs in the mid 70s and mid 80s. And scattered showers continue into Thursday night, staying partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Showers become likely once again throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the lower 70s and lower 80s. Southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And more showers likely into Friday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Showers continue throughout the day on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and mid 80s. And scattered showers continue into Saturday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. A chance for some scattered showers on Sunday, sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 80s. And still more rain possible Sunday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early July 90, record high on this date 112. The average low 69 and the record low 46. Sunset this evening 8:57, sunrise in the morning at 6:06. Consensus was another widespread inch to inch and a half of rain across the area overnight.
There is nothing like spending a midsummer night lounging under a canopy of stars. We have July's heavenly highlights today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. Details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. At meltingbelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, July 5th, the 186th day of the year. Musician Huey Lewis celebrates a birthday, and Elvis Presley had his first professional recording session on this day in 1954. The fireworks may be over, but there's still plenty of activity to watch in the nighttime sky. Mars has a close connection with Regulus from the 9th to the 11th. At the same time, Mercury begins an evening star apparition starting very low in the west while sporting a magnitude -1. It further brightens and rises each successive evening. The 18th finds Mercury to the left of the thin crescent moon with Venus directly below them. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find your local sunset and moonrise times anytime at almanac.com.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
The summer fun continues this week with a pottery exhibit featuring Sue Edelmachy opening Thursday and continuing through July at the Arts Center in Marysville. Marshall County Community Band performs Thursday evenings at the Kester House Gardens downtown at 7:30. The Sky Fest Saturday evening is family fun with free entertainments and more, capped by fireworks, which will be choreographed at the Lakeview Sports Complex. And on air, tune KNDY FM 95.5. or AM 1570 this Saturday night. Be a part of the excitement in Marysville this weekend. An invitation from these proud community merchants: Heritage Inn Express, Bruna Implement, and Blue Valley Technologies.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Free CPA in Marysville has built a heritage of trust and reliability with your accounting, tax, and business advisory needs through the years. Certified public accountant Marcus Fries, with over 25 years of experience, and his staff continue that tradition of outstanding service to you, the customer, each and every day. Free CPA, downtown Marysville.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance as you. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind you have you covered. Please come see the girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance, 785-562-2393.
White rice-like spindles protruding from tomato hornworms, cutworms, and various other insects is a sign that parasitoid wasps are helping you control these garden pests. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Several species of parasitoid wasp lay their eggs on or inside their hosts. When the egg hatches, the wasp larva feeds on the internal workings of the host insect. Once mature, the larva forms a pupal case like those you may have seen on hornworms. Once the transformation is complete, the adult wasp exits, looks for a mate, and the cycle begins all over. Invite these beneficial insects into your garden by providing food and water. Add a few stones to your pond or bird bath for easy sipping. Plant a variety of flowers, including alyssum, cilantro, daisies, asters, and members of the dill family. And don't worry, these wasps don't sting. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Small town, big dreams. Don't miss the annual Inn Picnic kicking off Friday with co-ed softball, a pulled pork supper at the East Shelter House at 6, and a dance at 8 with Craig Cook and the Marauders. Saturday, a 5K run walk starts at 7 at Flint City Park, along with a breakfast. Kids fishing at 9, a vendor fair 10 to 1. Enjoy a German lunch at the East Shelter House at 11. Cornhole begins at 1. Free swimming at Flint City Pool Saturday 1 to 4. Parade starts at 5, the demo derby at 7, and a DJ dance at 8. Your invitation to the Lynn Picnic from the Blue Valley Insurance Agencies. Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville. Local agents you can trust, knowledgeable, and experienced. Hoover's Incorporated. Now's the time to book your propane needs. They have contracts available. Give them a call at Hoover's in Greenlee. Midwest Products, Hanover. Count on prompt delivery of fill sand, road gravel, rock, black fill dirt, ag lime, landscaping blocks, and more. Midwest Products of Hanover.
Mount Airy, North Carolina is a town of about 10,000 people. If you type the name of the town into a web browser, you can find plenty of information about it. But you'll also quickly find that the town is usually known by another name. Perhaps you know why that is. I'll tell you next on The American Countryside.
Why do you listen?
Anytime I'm talking to a friend about new music and I don't know what it is, it's probably because they were listening to radio and I was.
I'm nosy. I like to know what's going on, and radio usually is right there telling me what and when is going on and where it's going on.
Oh, listen in the barn, skid loader, tractor, then just about anywhere you can.
When you put the lights on the barn, the radio went on.
Why do you listen? Go to whyilisten.com, tell us why you listen, and you have a chance to win $500. Visit whyilisten.com today.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Mike Cockrum lives in a town that often goes by a different name.
The connection is, you know, Andy's born and raised here. And so you get a lot of Mayberry fans come looking for Mayberry. And everybody calls us Mayberry.
He's speaking of Andy Griffith, who grew up in Mount Airy, North Carolina. And that's the town where we did this interview. But many people just refer to it as Mayberry, since that's the place Andy lived on the long-running TV show. A lot of Mount Airy wound up in the town of Mayberry on the show.
Anytime you hear him mention a street on the show, that street is somewhere here in town, here in Mount Airy. There are a lot of his people that he knew growing up here that's mentioned on the show and got characters after him. Like Andy's best friend growing up here was Emmett Forrest. You know, his name was Emmett, so he had a Emmett's Fix-It shop there on the shows.
But for a couple of decades at least, there really wasn't much of Mayberry that you could find in Mount Airy, save some of the common names. That began to change in the 1990s.
We started seeing a lot of tour buses to start with. And then the Surrey Arts Council here started the Mayberry Days. That really kicked it into high gear, and then people started coming.
And by the early 2000s, Mike had an idea about bringing more of Mount Airy's Mayberry to tourists.
The Chamber of Commerce here in town is having a business plan contest. That was about the time I was coming up with my idea, so... You know, they was giving away some neat stuff to help you get started in your business and all that. So I entered my idea in the business plan.
His idea didn't win the competition, but that doesn't mean it wasn't a good idea. Because if you make a trip to this town today, well, there's a good chance you're going to see what resulted. It's quite a sight and a lot of fun. And I'll reveal it next time as we travel the countryside in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I'm Andrew McCray.
With just 1,100 miles, Fenortis Motor Company has a like-new 2023 Buick Envision Essence. They have a 2018 Buick Enclave Essence, plus a 2018 Toyota RAV4 and 2017 Jeep Renegade on trade at the Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville.
The silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
It is a pain to remove all the silk when you're husking sweet corn. However, you wouldn't be eating any if the silks weren't there. And if you're picking off a lot of the stringy stuff, you've probably got a nice full ear of corn. All corn plants are a bit of an oddity among the major crops that we grow because the male and female flowers are separated physically on the plant. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says the tassel represents the male flower. The silks and the ovules attached to the silks on the ear represent the female flowers. The magic happens when pollen from the tassel is captured by a strand of silk.
It'll germinate and puts out a pollen tube that actually penetrates the silk and grows or develops down the interior of the silk. Once it gets to the ovule, then the male genetic component in that pollen fertilizes with the female genetic component of the ovule. Then the miracle of life occurs and we get a kernel developing.
Each silk represents a kernel of corn, so it's very important that tassels and silks are in sync with each other at the right time and in the right conditions.
If the silks emerge and there's no pollen, well, that's not good. And if the pollen begins to shed from the tassel before any silks are out, that's not good. And so that needs to be in synchrony in order to maximize the number of kernels that will eventually develop on the ear.
Corn silk colors can vary from yellow to purple to red depending on the genetics of the hybrid. Popcorn hybrids in particular often have vibrant purplish silks, but all silks eventually dry up and turn brown. Learn more about corn silk and the pollination process at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
The voice of an angel breathing a lesson unheard. Hope with a gentle persuasion whispers her comforting words. Till the darkness is over, wait till the tempest is done.
Gone. One lesson I've been trying to teach my kids lately is that actions speak louder than words, even if their words get pretty loud sometimes. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. It's easy to say one thing, but the real test is backing up our words with actions. And these days, there's no lack of people around us who are struggling. It can be easy to say that we want to help others, but how often do we put those words into action? God asks us to take care of those around us and give to others in need. One way to help you be more consistent with your giving is by building a generosity plan. Make it part of your financial strategy. Then you'll not only have a plan for your spending and saving and investing, but also a plan for your giving. Perhaps you're someone who has great intentions, but it's been quite some time since you've followed through with actions. Consider making a generosity plan that's part of your financial strategy. When you do, you can make a positive difference for those around you and live with more meaning.
KNDY.
The dairy industry is not happy with a new non-dairy beverage posing as a milk alternative. Today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Fastline Auctions is the ultimate destination for online farm equipment auctions because both buyers and sellers win. Fastline's digital reach and direct-to-farmer catalogs have a 45-year history of creating successful buyer-seller relationships. And now they're adding online auctions to the mix. Fastline Auctions is a trusted platform for hassle-free, cost-effective equipment deals. Visit Fastline.com for more information. The brand is Bored Cow. The product is promoted as animal-free dairy milk, and the dairy industry is ticked off. The National Milk Producers Federation is telling the Food and Drug Administration it's wrong to allow a lab-produced food to be labeled as dairy. John Lucy is a professor of food science at the University of Wisconsin.
Simplifying it down to a couple of components and putting in some sugar and putting in a white solution and saying that's milk. The problem there is it's not nutritionally equivalent. It's inferior in all kinds of ways to the original product.
Lucy also questions the validity of the company's animal-free claim.
Right now, what we have is a lot of marketing hype from these startups. It's not even clear that they are truly animal-free because, for example, one of the technologies takes a gene from the animal, tries to put it into a yeast or a bacteria and get it to produce a single protein. Even that single protein, is that really animal-free? Because actually the gene came from an animal. So I think there's some questions about that kind of terminology.
Bored Cow products are sold online and in select stores. You can buy a gallon of their original flavor product for $26. Shipping is extra. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
KNDY 95.5 is your home for today's best country. Great songs from Blake Shelton, Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, and tons of others. But what about the legends of country music?
Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied.
If you're hankering for some Hank,
why can't I free your doubtful mind and melt your cold, cold heart?
Waiting for some Waylon?
Tell me one more time, just so I'll understand. Oh, you sure ain't done it this way.
Or even giddy for some Willie?
Blue sky smiling at me. Nothing but blue skies do I see.
Flip on over to AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Because you're mine, I walk the line.
So walk the line and tune into the Legends of Country on AM 1570 and FM 94.1.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, summer is grilling season, especially around the 4th of July holiday. Well, as you know, summer is grilling season, especially around the 4th of July holiday. Rabobank found it's costing Americans more money to grill this year than ever before.
Lance Zimmerman, a senior animal protein analyst, says the cost has jumped in the last 5 years.
We're sitting here today where the cost to basically provide a barbecue of just traditional 4th of July fare for 10 people would run you about $97 right now. And if you think about that in context, where we were 5 years ago is about $73. And so it's increased 31% basically over the last 4 years, even increasing just modestly compared to where we were last year at this time.
He talks about where some of the biggest price increases has occurred.
If you look at that basket of goods, some of the biggest items that were increasing were soda, hamburger buns, potato chips, all would have reigned as some of the top items with aggressive year-over-year increases in that four-year period. But then you'd also have items like ground beef and chicken breast that would show some sizable increases as well. And a lot of it reflects what we see going on in the general commodity markets, specifically with wheat. As you think about what's going on there, obviously we're in the middle of wheat harvest through the Central Plains right now. It's another crop that's had a lot of challenges thrown at it with drought. But not only has the domestic supply situation been murky, the global one has been a challenge as well, with everything going on in Russia and Ukraine, really creating a much tighter global supply dynamic.
The cost of protein to put on the grill still takes up a big part of the total cost of a barbecue.
Beef and chicken make up a pretty sizable amount of that total spend, even if their year-over-year increase hasn't been as aggressive in some of those other areas.
And that's a look at your Ag News.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. You sorghum farmers, check this out.
Need feed? Check out Candy Grass 2, a BMR6 sorghum Sudan grass that's highly palatable, has low water requirements, and tastes great. Just ask the cows.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-634-2800. Kaufman Seeds.
At United, we believe in helping our neighbors and strengthening our communities. When you choose United, you're not only getting the best wireless service in Southwest Kansas, you're also supporting the local company that supports our schools and sponsors many local organizations and community events. Join your neighbors already enjoying United's unlimited data, local customer service, and affordable rates, and get 3 months of free service on any new line. Stop by your local United store or visit getunited.com/3free and switch to United today.
Few things are more certain for cattlemen than the nuisance of flies on their cattle in the summer. Valley Vet Supply has a whole array of insecticide application equipment, starting with the 20-gallon ATV mist sprayer. Valley Vet offers concentrated permethrin for effective economical applications. Ask about insecticide rotational options for tick and fly control. Let the cattle apply fly treatment themselves with 10-foot cattle rubs, complete with face flips, and Bullmaster mineral feeders with the patented fly killer covers. Valley Vet Supply can help you with your fly control program. At valleyvet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit valleyvet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or visit their store in Marysville.
Silks hanging out of an ear of corn are critically important for harvest down the road. Stay tuned for a lesson in corn reproduction on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
It's a pain important to remove all the silk when you're husking sweet corn. However, you wouldn't be eating any if the silks weren't there. And if you're picking off a lot of the stringy stuff, you've probably got a nice full ear of corn. All corn plants are a bit of an oddity among the major crops that we grow because the male and female flowers are separated physically on the plant. Bob Nielsen is an agronomy professor at Purdue University. He says the tassel represents the male flower. The silks and the ovules attached to the silks on the ear represent the female flowers. The magic happens when pollen from the tassel is captured by a strand of silk.
It'll germinate and puts out a pollen tube that actually penetrates the silk and grows or develops down the interior of the silk. Once it gets to the ovule, then the male genetic component in that pollen fertilizes with the female genetic component of the ovule. Then the miracle of life occurs and we get a kernel developing.
Each silk represents a kernel of corn, so it's very important that tassels and silks are in sync with each other at the right time and in the right conditions.
If the silks emerge and there's no pollen, well, that's not good. And if the pollen begins to shed from the tassel before any silks are out, that's not good. And so that needs to be in synchrony in order to maximize the number of kernels that will eventually develop on the ear.
Corn silk colors can vary from yellow to purple to red depending on the genetics, but all silks eventually dry up and turn brown. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about corn silk and the pollination process at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, if you remember, we started the day higher in grains, lower in livestock. Well, we're at least higher in grains again, and a bit mixed in livestock right now. Corn for July, 558, that's up 3/4. September corn at 489 and 3/4, that's up 1 3/4. Kansas City wheat for July, 848 and a half, that's up 49 and 3/4. September Kansas City wheat at 843 and a half, that's up 47 right now. July oats at 379 and a quarter, that's paused. September oats at 412 three quarters, that's up 25 currently. Taking a look at soybeans for July, 1553 right now, that's down 9. August soybeans up 5 1/4 at 1473. Looking at cotton for July, $84 currently, that's up 57 cents. October cotton, 81.38, that's down $1.19. Live cattle for August, 175.50, down $1.32.5. Live cattle for October, 178.45, that's down 87.5 cents. Feeders for August, 248.75, that's down $1.15. And feeders for September, 250 and a dime, that's down $1.27.5. Taking a look at oil on this Wednesday, crude for August, 71.66, that's up $1.87. September crude at 71.76, that's up $1.85. Gold for August, 1927 and 50 cents. That's down $2. July silver, 2329. That's up 39 cents currently. Wall Street, here's what we're looking at. The Dow is down 131. S&P is down 8. NASDAQ up 4. That's because of the holiday shortened trading week as it resumed today and things are mixed, let's say. That's a look at your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
The Kia Summer Sales event is upon us at Midwest Kia. Each month this summer, we'll announce huge dealer discounts on select models, giving you a chance to trade out your competitive make for a brand new Kia from Midwest Kia. In June, see why the all-new Kia K5 leaves our competitors in the dust. Ready to upgrade your Nissan Altima, Honda Accord, Toyota Camry, or Ford Fusion? Trade it in towards the purchase of any new K5 and get a $2,000 discount. No matter the year, no matter the miles, your competitive trade saves you $2,000 instantly. At Midwest Kia, you'll find inventory in stock and available today. With fair pricing that is never over MSRP and no fine prints and gotcha tricks that require the fast talk disclaimer at the end of this ad. It's a better way to buy that is simple, transparent, and fast. Trade in that old sedan and upgrade to a new 2023 Kia K5 today and get a $2,000 dealer discount only at Midwest Kia. All new Kias come with an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com. And remember,
we want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Limited powertrain.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com. We'll be right back.
dependent on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts even if you're miles away from home with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
One of the original classic country stations in America and still going strong. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.